Hello, I'm Julie Candler with the BBC News. The acting Brazilian President Michel Temer has urged the country to unite behind him as it emerges from a political crisis. In his first speech since replacing Dilma Rousseff, who was suspended to face an impeachment trial, Mr. Temer said Brazil had to rebuild its credibility abroad to attract investment and get the economy growing again.
E minha primeira palavra ao povo brasileiro.
The first word I have to say to the Brazilian people is trust. Brazilians must trust the values of our society, the vitality of our democracy, our potential and the capacity to recover the country's economy.
Earlier, Ms. Rousseff made a passionate speech as she left the presidential palace, promising to employ all legal means to fight her impeachment. The most senior elected member of the U.S. Republican Party, Paul Ryan, says he's very encouraged by a meeting he's held with the party's presidential hopeful, Donald Trump. But Mr. Ryan, who's the Speaker in the House of Representatives, said they had a productive conversation, but he stopped short of endorsing Mr. Trump.
I was very encouraged with what I heard from Donald Trump today. I do believe that we are now planting the seeds to get ourselves unified, to bridge the gaps and differences. And so from here, we're going to go deeper into the policy areas to see where that common ground is and how we can make sure that we are operating off these same core principles.
After meeting other senior party members, Donald Trump said he had had a great day in Washington and things were working out really well. The French government has survived a vote of no confidence in Parliament by 42 votes. The motion was forced by the right-wing opposition party in response to controversial labour reforms. George Zimmerman, the man who was cleared of murder after he shot dead the unarmed black teenager Trayvon Martin in Florida 4 years ago, is persisting with efforts to auction the gun used in the killing. It was removed from one auction site, which said it wanted no part in the listing, but is now up for sale on a different site, David Willis reports.
The killing of Trayvon Martin in a gated community on the outskirts of Orlando sparked protests which gave rise to the Black Lives Matter movement and prompted a national debate about race relations in America. George Zimmerman maintained he acted in self-defense after the teenager attacked him in the street, something Trayvon Martin's family strenuously denies. Now, after another website refused the posting, Mr. Zimmerman has put the gun up for auction on a site called UnitedGunGroup.com with a starting price of $5,000.
A World Anti-Doping Agency committee has declared Kenya in breach of anti-doping rules, a move that could prevent Kenyan athletes from taking part in the Rio Olympic Games. World News from the BBC. The Turkish Interior Ministry says 4 people have been killed and 15 wounded in an explosion about 25 kilometres from the southeastern city of Diyarbakir. The ministry says the explosion happened as Kurdish PKK militants were loading explosives onto a stolen truck. An official said those killed were PKK rebels. U.S. officials have explained why an American delegation walked out of the inauguration ceremony of Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni. Several European and Canadian diplomats also left abruptly when Mr. Museveni made disparaging comments about the International Criminal Court. A U.S. State Department spokeswoman, Elizabeth Trudeau, said the presence of Sudan's leader, President Omar al-Bashir, who's wanted by the ICC on charges of genocide, was also an issue.
In response to President Bashir's presence, in President Museveni's remarks, the United States delegation, along with representatives of the European Union countries and Canada, departed the inauguration ceremonies to demonstrate our objection. We believe that walking out in protest is an appropriate reaction to a head of state mocking efforts to ensure accountability for victims of genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity.
The U.S. Navy says it has fired the commander of 10 American sailors who were briefly captured by Iran in January. The sailors had strayed off course in the Gulf and were held and questioned in Iran for 15 hours. A Navy official said the commander had failed to provide effective leadership. Serena Williams, the women's world tennis champion, has posted a video on social media candidly admitting she ate dog food. The top-ranked player ordered a gourmet dish from her hotel's doggy menu for her Yorkshire Terrier Chip. She said the salmon dish looked so good she ate a spoonful but found it tasted like detergent. 2 hours later, its effect sent her running for the toilet. She recovered in time, though, to win her match the following day in Rome. BBC News.